Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I met him in a grocery store. He was buying groceries galore. To my surprise, I found he lived next door in the kitchenette across the hall. Next morning, many thanks to fate, I had to wait because the bus was late. And I kept thinking how he looked at eight in the kitchenette across the hall. Then one day he lost his key. Gee, what a break it was for me. I let him climb through my window and he invited me for tea. Now he's gonna buy a wedding ring and we'll be married early in the spring. And I'll move my bags and everything to his kitchenette across the hall. Gonna buy a wedding ring. We'll be married early in the spring. And I'll move my bag and everything to his kitchenette across the hall. Can you believe it? In his kitchenette across the hall. Mama too, in his kitchenette across the hall.
From a veteran singer who's been all over the world but calls Cleveland, Ohio home. That was Vanessa Rubin with her take on Tad Dameron's Kitchenette Across the Hall off her 2019 CD called Sings Tad Dameron. She is revered both as a torchbearer and a storyteller and has a voice hailed for crystalline clarity, hearth-like warmth, and playful lioness sass. Born and bred in Cleveland, she brings a wealth of diverse influences to her vocal performance from both the Trinidadian Caribbean roots of her mother and traditional jazz by way of her Louisiana-born father. Her early influences were Nancy Wilson, the fire of Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, and the sounds of Blue Mitchell, as well as her love of the Motown sound. Her passion for rich musical stories are evidenced throughout her 8 albums and numerous guest appearances. Since an early age, she was characterized by her mother as always being a very vocal child. She would go on to get a BA from the Ohio State School of Journalism in 79, but she decided to pursue a career singing jazz, and her aha moment came during her college beauty pageant when she was accompanied by her very young and even then a very capable Bobby Floyd of Columbus, Ohio. Her first gigs began around 1980 in small clubs around Cleveland, and we caught up with her recently here at the program, and she talked to us about creativity and the universe. It's good. Have a listen.
When you're a creative person, you have to draw from somewhere.
Yeah.
You have to draw from the universe.
Yep.
You have to draw from the culture. You draw from people and all of the stuff that the people put in you. And so when you hear the music, that's what it is. It's not something that is artificially created. This is not some stuff out of a test tube. Hence, it's raw. It's urgent.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of legendary and rising female voices in jazz, like Ida Macbeth and Molly Hammer, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. giving you the jazz you deserve. So one of the seminal moments in Vanessa's life was witnessing Sarah Louise Vaughn live. And as we listen to the Divine One deliver You Go to My Head, let's have a listen to Vanessa explain.
She probably looked down at me and said, I know that got to be a little singer, because I was sitting there with my mouth open the whole time. I don't even think I touched the orange juice, because I remember looking down there and all the ice had melted and it was just water on top of the juice in the glass. And I sat there all night listening to that woman in person. And I had never seen or heard nothing like that.
On a string, I'd say that I had spring fever, but it isn't even spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. Haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. And that's why feel this way, and yet I know it's not spring today, but it might as well be spring.
I'm hanging out here on radio with Joel Domino on Jazz Neon. Hey, it's the best. It's first class. If you're in the Cleveland area, look me up. I might be here. Thank you so much, and thank you for your support of The Dream Is You.
We'll be right back.
That was the man of this hour, so to speak, composer, arranger, and pianist Tad Dameron, joined by his sextet with the song The Squirrel off the 2012 CD Essential Bop. He's also out of Cleveland, Ohio, and he was a staple of the bebop era, arranging for the bands of Count Basie, Artie Shaw, Jimmy Lunsford, Dizzy Gillespie, Billy Eckstein, and even Sarah Vaughan. And Vanessa had some quality words about his life and legacy. Have a listen.
And I just hope more people will get on board and talk about Tad like they talk about Ella and like they talk about, you know, Miles. You know how we all like to drop those first names like we all know who we're talking about. So when they say Miles and they say Monk and they say, you know, Sarah, I want them to say Tad in that same way. And so that's kind of the gist of it.
From a cat that is just as big as his lore, this is trumpet man Lee Morgan with Most Like Lee off the classic 1965 LP Cornbread as we break out the beans and ham around here.
Thank you. Jonathan Bauer, a New Orleans trumpeter and composer. You're listening to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. We'll be right back.
That was the multi-talented trumpeter and composer Jonathan Bauer with the 2019 tune Blues Funk off his latest CD, Walk, Don't Run. So he is most notably a part of the Grammy Award-winning New Orleans Jazz Orchestra and is widely acclaimed for his dark and dynamic sound. While he earned his master's at the University of New Orleans, he quickly became a rising talent in one of the world's most important musical communities, earning him the reputation to study and perform with living legends like Nicholas Payton, Robert Glasper, and many others. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked to us about why he needed music.
I never thought once about where I was from or where I was going. I just knew that this was something that I had to do. I just came up in the band program in Fort McMurray, and fortunately, I was introduced to some strong and inspirational teachers. That was it. My sights were set on it. Yeah, then I just hit the practice room, and I kind of clawed tooth and nail to make sure that when there was some sort of heap to be a part of, that I find myself near the top of it.
From the prominent Canadian bassist, composer, arranger, and educator since the early 80s, and a multiple Juno Award winner, this is a huge influence on Jonathan. It's Mike Downs with the 2004 tune Prayer off the CD The Winds of Change. And as we get into it, Jonathan opens up about his love of Mike's music.
You know, jazz musicians from around Canada would come to the community college in my hometown, and they'd give concerts, and I'd buy their CDs. So I had a copy of Mike Downs's Winds of Change. You know, I probably listened to about 1,000 times.
Thank you. Hey, it's Mike Downs, and I'm a bassist from Toronto, Canada. I teach at Humber College and play professionally. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
It's hard to learn how tears can burn one's heart, but that's the thing that I found out. Let I guess, cause I'm in a mess. My faith has gone, why lead me on this way? I thought there'd be no price on love, but I had to pay. If I could perform one miracle, I'd revive your thoughts of me. Yet I know that it's hopeless, you can never really care. That's why I despair. I'll go along hoping someday you'll learn the flame in my heart, dear. Forever will burn.
That was the talented jazz pianist and vocalist Christine Hitt with her take on the Yardbird Suite off the 2018 CD Magical Kite. She is the daughter of two musicians and started her recording a career with the Max Jazz label in 99. During her time at St. Louis as a jazz vocalist and pianist, she recorded and performed with a lot of prominent players in the area. And along with performing, she is an arranger and passionate about education. From the always cool and talented modern-day jazz pianist and composer, he's pushing the boundaries every time he releases a new album. This is Nick Sanders with the tune Live Normal off the 2019 CD Playtime 2050. And we caught up with this cat recently, and this is what he had to say about his newest release.
I have a lot of music on here that is pretty avant-garde, I would say, in terms of like mainstream jazz audiences. But then I think I have a lot of stuff that is extremely tonal and definitely coming from a more tonal kind of, you could say, romantic or more modern classical foundation.
Beautiful creatures out there in Kansas City. This is Nick Sanders from Brooklyn, New York, and you are listening to Joe DiVino on Neon Jazz.
That was The Outfit, the Chicago Soul Jazz Collective, off the 2018 song The Cat, off the CD Solophone. This band is dedicated to performing the classics from the early 1960s soul jazz era. The collective plays an extensive repertoire of songs by luminaries like Ramsey Lewis, Lee Morgan, Herbie Hancock, Eddie Harris, Shirley Scott, Jimmy Smith, Stanley Turrentine, and so many others. The collective includes a group of young cats that are very hungry, and we caught up with the leader of the group, John, and this is what he had to say about the band.
We also have had no trouble getting audiences, which has not been the case for a lot of jazz ensembles that I've been in. Yeah, people just flock to this band, you know, and we treat it like, you know, a gospel revival at times. You know, we're hooting and hollering and clapping and screaming and cheering each other on, and I think there's something about it that lifts everybody's spirit.
From the 1955 film that focuses on Kansas City in the swinging 1927 jazz days, this is Pete Kelly 7 with the tune KC Blues off the 1955 LP Pete Kelly's Blues, as we move right on down the road around here. Again, that was a film paying respects to KC back in the heyday, with Pete Kelly's Big Seven and KC Blues. And our final walk into the jazz comes from French pianist and composer Claude Bolling with the tune Jazzomania, live in Paris back in 1984. It's a good one. So it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the instigator of Jazzomania around here on Kansas City Radio, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.